You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, good morning, Val.
Good morning. Wait, he said I wasn't going to be first.
Well, you don't want to be first?
Well, I guess I do, but can we do? He said I could pick my category.
He never
who
said.
Is, who is this? Who is
anything.
This he person? Are you talking about Josh?
Yes.
Oh,
he's a liar.
I tried to think about the founding fathers, and it's like, I can only name three, so we can't choose that category.
Well, we wouldn't do that one again, because we just had a winner with that one. So it's okay.
Who are the three that you know?
Ben Franklin, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson.
Those three.
Yeah, you would have got three.
No, that's good. Yeah, listen, we're not going to give you that one. We're going to give you a completely different one.
What do you know a lot about?
We're going to do founding mothers.
Founding mothers? No, you're joking, right?
No, you give us five founding mothers. Ready, go.
Jacqueline Kennedy.
No, Mrs. Abigail Washington. Adams.
Abigail Adams.
Deborah Sampson. Martha Washington.
Oh, those guys.
Those.
I was just kidding, Val. I'm not really going to do that.
Oh, thank goodness.
It was just a joke. All right, we have to start with the highlight of your weekend. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Actually, I had dinner with my whole family.
Your whole family?
Well, half of my whole family. My mom, my sister, her husband, and my kids.
Okay, what'd you guys have?
And grandchildren. We had steak and lamb and potatoes, corn on the cob, and salad. But it was impromptu.
Pretty solid.
It turned out pretty nice.
Pretty good, solid spread you had there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it for an event or just for funsies?
Just for funsies.
Well, that's nice.
So you said your sister and her husband. Do you get along with your brother-in-law? Do you like him?
Yes, he's been around for about 45 years, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you just tolerate him?
No. He's born on my birthday. So I think the reason why she fell in love with him is because when he said his birthday was, and I'm her favorite sister, she knew it was, you know, the right guy for her.
It's funny how this became all about you. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
It is always about me. You're so smart, Dom.
Well, it's not hard to puzzle this out. I mean,
yeah, I had plenty of evidence. I just put it together. So it's not like I'm Sherlock Holmes or anything. Val, what do you do for a living?
I find money.
Tell us about that.
So, like a metal detector?
Kind of like, like a forensic scientist for accounting. So people lose checks, all that stuff. So they had no idea they had a company, things like that. You know how everybody merges and then moves offices and stuff like that. So
you kind of, do you do that thing where somebody can go onto whatever that website is and put in your information and it tells you if you have a bank account somewhere or money somewhere?
Yeah, but I do it for businesses that were, that no longer exist.
And you keep a percentage or something?
Yes.
What percentage do you get to keep?
Sometimes I get to keep 20%.
Very good.
Wow.
Now you just need one of those $1 million paydays and you keep 200 grand.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm. So I had this thing. Back when there were still newspapers, they did this thing where I think in the Denver Post they would publish a list of names of people and money that the state of Colorado said it owed you for various reasons.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I got a phone call from a listener. This was 20 years ago at least, Val. I got a phone call from a listener said, Dom, I think I see your name in the paper. So I went and I looked at the Denver Post, and sure enough, there was a thing. They had like hundreds of names, but they're alphabetical, and sure enough, I got to the T's, and there I was, and it said I was owed something like $500 or something. I made multiple phone calls trying to find out what the hell this was, because it wasn't a tax refund from the state. It turned out to be something from some bank that I have never had an account with. I've had no business with that particular bank, and somehow in the records, I was owed $500. So I did my due diligence, Val. I did everything I could to not take the money. And then finally, they're like, no, it's yours. So I got $500 from the state of Colorado.
Look at that.
And I'll never know why.
Well, okay, so there could be two reasons why.
Okay.
One of the reasons is that, you're right, it could have been from a bank, like a stock account. Or if you know how your employer puts money into a health savings account, and then they sometimes switch it to a different company, and there's a life savings account there, and it switched over to a bank. There could be the bank merged with another account. I mean, the due diligence is it has your Social Security number. The other thing is that a long time ago, your parents could have done it.
No. My no? parents were never within miles of the state of Colorado, and no, it was...
I was going to say, maybe it could have been a different Dom, but the social
but they had my social.
Well, it's just
a, look, it was a gift. Here's what I know. It was a gift, and I was happy, and I went on a nice little... I went and had a couple of nice dinners.
You went
with
and blew it.
Yeah.
Val? I've had a lot of clients that,
yes,
you know, it is kind of a cool little gift.
Yes, like a
lot of people with a life insurance policy or some stock that their husband or wife had and they passed away.
Yeah.
And it felt like a kind of a little gift from them.
Gift from heaven.
How much have you come across then? Like big amounts for people?
Yeah, what's
that?
The most you've ever found?
Yeah.
The most I've ever found?
Yeah.
$1.3
million. Not bad. Not a bad find.
And did you get a cut of that, Val?
Yeah, I did, but I only got 15% of that.
Only 15% of $1.3 million? That's almost $200,000.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, that's great. Not too bad. Only.
Let me make sure I'm doing my math on that right. Yeah, $195,000.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
You got a check for $195,000.
Minus taxes.
Actually, I got a wire. That was pretty cool. When it just got wired and you didn't have to, you know, wait for the check to clear.
That's pretty good. How long ago was this?
4 years ago.
Not bad.
Dang. And that's just the biggest one. How do I get into your line of work?
It's hard because people think you're a scam artist.
Oh, I can
see
that.
I can see that. And you want their information.
Well, you know what? Maybe I should ask this, because that might have been a total unicorn thing. What's the average amount that you find? Average. Just off the top of your head.
Probably about $4,000 or $5,000.
Okay, so if you're getting 10-15% of that, it's a couple $100.
Yeah, the problem is that, you know, it takes forever. You know, it takes anywhere from 90 to, you know, 6 months. Some of them I've been working on for about 3 or 4 years.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Huh. Well, don't you eventually throw your hands up and say, I'm sorry, I can't find the money?
No. I mean, the money's there. I contact the client first, but we have to provide all the proof. So a lot of it's like the bankruptcy and, you know, you have to go back to the archives and get the bankruptcy documents.
So it's a while before you get your check, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happens if you never find the people?
If I never find them?
Yeah.
Well, if I can't find them, I just can't find them.
Where's that money go then, the state?
So who gets the money?
The state always has it, but... It's supposed to, after like about, I don't know, I thought it was like 30 years, it goes to the Child Education Fund. But I don't think they do that anymore.
Hmm.
But.
Okay. Well, we've learned a lot. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Val.
Well, keep looking for your name.
Okay.
You never know.
I think I
will. Really never know.
I'm gonna Google in Jeremy Padgett owed money and
see if anything pops up.
See if Jeremy gets something. Because I've got my 500.
I want 500 now.
You Google the Great Colorado Payback,
right.
And then you go into that website, and then you go into the search part, and then you put your name in.
She just sent everybody to. She sent everybody to a porn site. You know that, right?
I just clicked on it, and it is kinky.
It's all breasts and stuff. So. What'd you say about Georgia? What?
Well, you live in Georgia, right?
Yeah.
You should check Georgia.
I think I will.
Yeah, he hasn't been there long enough.
I'll take some of their money. I've taken Colorado's money. Now I'm going to take Georgia's money. I need Val working for me. I'll give you 20%, whatever you find.
Aw, you guys are sweet.
Yeah, well, we try to be. You ready to play Rattle Off with us?
Yes. Well, okay.
As long as it's not Founding Fathers, Dom.
All right. I got one that's nothing like that.
Okay.
All right. Your letters are A and P, like Apple and Paul. America and President, A and P. You got those two letters in your head?
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
In 10 seconds, then, Ms. Val, give give me five words that end in the letters AP. Five words that end in AP. Ready? And go.
Nap, gap, tap, rap, sap.
Yeah, sap. Like in a tree.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do I need one more?
I'm just thinking, what was the... Did you say
gap,
wap?
Rap.
Wap. It's nap, gap, rap, sap, sap.
I'm confused.
Your last two are blurring together there.
That's right. You know what? I think you got it. You're a...
Is it really? Oh, my God. You guys are great.
Winner!
And rap is a thing, too, Tom.
I know, but that's what I was... That's what I was saying. Did she say what I think she said?
That's the one you need to Google.
No, don't. Not on a work computer. No, don't.
Wap. All right. You got it.
I'd say good job. It's... Sure, it's Monday.
Yeah,
it's close enough.
Whatever.
Val.
Wait, which one did you say I missed?
Nothing.
No,
you're good. We're not going to get into it any farther. Just take your... It's like finding the money, Val. Just take it. Don't say anything and just get on with your life.
Oh, remember that lady that got really mad? What was it, a couple months ago?
Which one?
What? Nobody is ever mad at us.
Yes, she got really mad, and then remember, she actually wanted to wait until you guys called the manager, and you just really just had the next person that was doing the show.
Oh, yes. I put her on hold, and I think she was on hold for like half an hour, and we kept sending different people onto the phone to talk to her as the manager.
Yep.
Yep. She was great.
Right. That was fantastic.
She was mad.
She was really mad. She was so mad, she stayed on hold for half an hour to talk to a manager about us.
Yep. That was funny.
Here's what we're going to do.
I think you guys had that on a podcast, too.
Now, listen, Val, what we're going to do is we're going to get your phone number, and we're going to hang on to it. And every time we get somebody who's that mad and wants to talk to a manager, we're going to give them your number. You need to play the part of Dom and Jeremy's manager.
Can you do that for us?
Sure, but you know, I'm kind of cutthroat, so it'd be like, are you serious? You know?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Good. Yeah, we need you. All right, listen, hold on, and Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Thanks, guys. I hope you guys have a great day. You made my day.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Use that audio, Jer.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you for that audio, too. Beautiful. We have the greatest listeners of all time and dimension. I better write her name down, too.
Val. Money-making Val.
The money finder. She's a money finder. Who's been holding here? Jeannie. Hi, Jeannie. Good morning.
Hello.
Has anybody ever found any money for you?
Actually, yes.
Oh, tell us the story.
Well, I used to work with a chocolate company, and I moved and didn't realize that I left it was like a little 401k bank account. And they actually sold the company to another company, and I got a reference number and email, and they said, hey, you're so-and-so, and you have, like, $2,000 sitting in this little bank account. And I'm like, okay.
Nice.
No way.
So, nice.
Yeah. And a box of chocolates.
And a box of chocolates.
Yeah, you had us at chocolate. Uh-huh. That was enough of the story right there. All right. So
that's great.
You got a couple grand. Did you roll it over into another 401k, or did you just cash it out and spend it?
I actually had just had my first child, so it kind of went towards the baby.
Diapers.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Right on.
Formula.
What was the chocolate company?
Godiva.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
What'd you do for Godiva?
I was a sales at the, when they had the indoor stores, you could walk in and you pick out the chocolates. And box them up.
Mm-hmm. Did you get free chocolates?
Yes.
I bet.
Why'd you have to stop and think about that?
She's like, because I stole them. I mean, technically, yeah, right. Oop, this one's on the floor.
Yep. I worked with them for about 5 years. So.
Well, that's cool.
It was fun.
Did a good job?
I remember all of them. Yeah, it was fun.
Okay.
It was fun.
It's no Russell Stovers, but it was... All right.
But I was the dipper, so I got to do all
were
this.
Were you?
What a title.
I got, to, I was the dipper. I got to dip the chocolate, the strawberries in the chocolate. The they had different fruits at the time, so we had apricots, pineapples, peaches.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, I'll be dipped. That's
fantastic. At the end of the day, did you just like dunk your fist in it?
Her face. You put her face down. She's like motorboating the chocolate.
We had to make sure it was covered because people would like, "Ooh, what's this?" And it's like, "This is not Willy Wonka, guys. Like, you can't just stick your fingers in there." So, yeah.
Yeah, but did you?
No.
Come on.
Liar.
5 years.
You don't work there anymore.
5 years.
You put something in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot. The chocolate itself was hot because it's constantly moving. Otherwise, it'll seize up and freeze. So
yeah, sure.
It was
fair
probably
enough. Like chocolate
does. About,
yeah, fair
it was,
enough.
It was probably like 90, 92 degrees. When, okay. So, yeah, it was pretty warm.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
That's actually why I called. So my parents said, "Hey, why don't you bring the kids to Amarillo? We'll meet you halfway." Mm-hmm. And then y'all have about 2 weeks without your kids.
Whoa. Score. 2 weeks without the kids?
Yep. So
what are you going to do?
Well, actually, I'm in the parking lot at work right now, but I got a lot of stuff at the house to finish up. So we're going to, you know, just rearrange furniture and clean rooms, hopefully.
And they'll stay clean for 2 weeks. Yeah. That's what's beautiful about it.
Yeah.
So where
don't have as much laundry.
Old Armadillo, Texas, halfway, like where are your parents then?
San Antonio.
Yeah, okay. I got a lot of family in San Antonio, and I've made that drive a few times all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, going through the Texas Panhandle is exciting.
It's thrilling, especially the big Texas sign that you have to get out and
take the picture. Jeremy was
talking about that. My wife is a sign picture person for the states.
Yeah. I like doing that, too, but it's one of those, like, once we got it, why do we need to do it again?
You don't have to do it again.
You know, I've made that drive several times, and I realized that there was this one spot that became my favorite place to stop in Dumas, Texas, which is in the Texas Panhandle.
Mm-hmm.
And Dumas is that town, Jeremy, where on the billboard coming in, it says, "Welcome to Dumas." And it's something along the lines of, "Home of 4,500 of the nicest people you'll ever meet." And then below it, it says, "And a few sore heads." That's pretty good. And Dumas is the restaurant where I found the false teeth in the bathroom on the sink.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I went into the bathroom. It's like a diner, and I went into the bathroom to pee. And on the sink there, somebody had taken out their false teeth and set them down and forgot about them. And so I had to go get a manager and say, "There's some choppers in the bathroom." It seems like they would like realize pretty quickly
that they had forgotten their teeth.
That they left their teeth somewhere.
Oh, wow. That's wow.
Well, you know, I'm glad you have no kids for a couple of weeks. That is terrific. Good for you. So,
yeah. So I'm excited because I can work and I don't have to worry about them being at home and, you know, possibly, you know, setting the house on fire. So, you know, I'm
wow. Some dangerous kids you have.
Man, little fire bugs.
Well, they're also the ones that I've texted y'all a few times, and they're the ones that are like, they're like, "Where do we hide the bodies?" And I'm like, "Oh, my gosh. Like, guys, come on, don't do that, please."
Wow. You got some disturbed children, man.
They need to stay away longer.
Wow. Just don't let them come back. Move. In fact, while they're gone, move and don't leave a forwarding address. Just,
well, and see, I could do that, but my parents might get mad because they'll be like, "They cursed me. They're the ones who said you're going to have kids just like you." So, you know.
Right. Right. You're fun, Jeannie. Thank you for being on the show with us, and we hope you have a great 2 weeks, okay?
I will. Thanks, guys.
See
love
you.
Later.
Love you
Kisses.
Back. Bye-bye. Oh, patience. Didn't we just talk to you the other day?
Nope.
Nope.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
It was a different patient.
Patience, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Honestly, my kids came down from Pueblo, and we went to Eliches, and my four-year-old did the 150-foot free fall drop for the accelerator.
Ooh, nice.
At age four, huh?
What a brave kid.
At age four, yeah.
Don't you have to be
honestly,
a certain height to get on that?
Doing it. 42 inches.
Oh, all right. She knows.
Yep.
Yeah, look at that. Put lifts in your shoes.
Yeah, right. He's right on the cusp of it.
What's your favorite thing about Pueblo?
I honestly don't like Pueblo.
Aw, nothing?
I mean, I like the small town, I guess.
It's a small town, and I'm going to tell you something else. There are some hole-in-the-wall restaurants in Pueblo.
Good eating, huh?
Yes. Stay.
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, you check it out. What you got to do is you got to find the natives of Pueblo and talk to them. And they will tell you the mom-and-pop restaurants to go to. Like Mexican food restaurants and stuff.
Oh,
and Italian. God. A lot of good Mexican food and Italian food in Pueblo. So
there you go.
There you go. That's a pro tip from Dom.
Go eat now.
Mm-hmm. Also, check it out. I'm spoiled, though. Like, we make homemade birria tacos and homemade Chinese food. So I'm spoiled. I don't know if most restaurants.
Well, then don't go to Pueblo.
Then don't go.
Don't go.
That's funny.
Are you really one of those people like you? You like judge other restaurants at your level of cooking? Do you do that?
Yes.
Fair enough.
If you're a good cook, own it.
Solid, honest answer.
Own it.
Good
man.
For you.
Absolutely.
Have you ever thought about opening a restaurant?
Actually, yes. We are talking about creating a food truck, but we want to do like a traveling food truck. So it's going to be interesting, but yes.
Well, don't, yes, is it by the, nature of the beast? They're on wheels. Don't they
it
all
has
travel?
An engine and a steering wheel.
That's... Yes, but like we want to have an RV and we want to take our kids because my kids are thrill seekers. I have 6 children and they love roller coasters, all that. So we want to go amusement park to amusement park.
Aww.
And do like.
That's a good idea.
That
do we
good.
Lose you?
Uh-oh.
What happened to the call? We lost the call.
She got excited about the amusement parks.
You know, that's actually a great idea. Sorry we dropped your call somehow, patients. The great idea there is you can go and make the money out in the parking lot to go into the
you
amusement
make a killing,
park.
Yeah.
You spend a few hours, sell some stuff out of your food truck, then take that money and go in and ride the rides.
Not a bad idea. They'd make a killing, probably.
I love that idea.
Tell the amusement parks boot them out of the parking lot. Private property.
You got no license here. You got to need a state license. Well, I'm sorry we lost that call.